Conference 130, tape number 106. Tuesday morning Bible exposition. Philemon Choi.
Hey there. 主耶稣，我们实在是愿意为你而活。
Lord Jesus, yes, indeed, we want to live for you.
我们感谢你为爱我们的缘故来到世上舍身流血。
We thank you that because you loved us, you came to this world to die and shed your blood for us.
你是配得我们敬拜与称颂的主。
Lord, you're worthy of all praise and all thanksgiving.
主啊，今天早晨我们再一次谦卑来到你的面前。
Lord, once again, we humbly come before you this morning.
荣耀的神，你向我们彰显你自己的荣美。
Glorious God, may you display your beauty before us.
让我们能够瞻仰你的圣容。
So that we may behold your beauty.
让我们真是能够说，除了你以外，在天上我们没有所爱慕的。
So that we may say from the deepest of our hearts that there is none in heaven besides you that we love.
除了你以外，在地上我们也没有所追求的。
And there is none on earth other than you that we desire.
让我们今天早晨再一次听见你自己的声音。
Help us to listen to your voice this morning.
你的圣灵在我们中间运行与带领。
Your Holy Spirit lead and guide us this morning.
让我们的心再次被你的话语所挑战。
So that our hearts may once again be challenged by you.
能够愿意一生跟随你。
So that we will follow you all the days of our lives.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们今天早晨的讲员跟昨天早晨的是一样的。
This morning's speaker is the same as yesterday morning.
我们的讲员是他府上第一个有机会上大学。
Our speaker was the first one in his family to go to college.
也是第一个拿到了医学博士的学位。
And also the first one in his family to obtain an MD degree.
也是回家的时候受到了像是状元归乡一样的欢迎。
And he went home to a victorious welcome.
但是他学了医以后却不做医生。
But after he received his MD degree, he did not continue to practice medicine.
为什么呢?
Why not?
不是因为他的医术不好。
Not because he was not a good doctor.
乃是他对他的主有万分的热爱。
But because he had a higher zeal for his master.
他愿意为主献上他的一生。
He wanted to give his life to his master.
让我们热烈地欢迎蔡元云医生。
Let us welcome Dr. Philemon Choi.
Thank you, Reverend Liu. 好不好，我们今天开始之前呢，跟你们个别的握握手，问一个安，好不好？早安。
Before we begin, let us greet one another.
愿你平安。这个大会呢，我们不单是在安静当中跟我们的神相遇。Because
in this convention, not only that we meet our Lord in silence,
而且我们也遇到很多我们从前不相识，但是生命都对我们有冲击、有鼓励的弟兄姐妹。But
it is also a chance, an opportunity for us to meet many of the brothers and sisters for the first time, but they may have already caused an impact in our lives.
所以让我们彼此祝福。So
let us greet and meet one another.
我还要不要忘记，有一些在房间看电视 Channel 14 的 How are you?
I also want to say hello to those that are watching through closed circuit TV, channel 14 in their rooms.
Actually, I don't like this idea.
我实在不喜欢这个看闭路电视这个方法。不过我知道有些他带着病不可以来。But I know some that are not well, so they cannot come.
昨天晚上也因为 overflow 的房间都坐满人，所以有些人自愿回到房间看电视。
Last night, we also had overflow in the TV viewing room, so some had to volunteer to go back to their rooms to watch.
不过还有Gail Law，他说他要回去常常看电视。很高兴跟你们见面。
Well, we're very happy to be here.
刚才唱那个 Living for Jesus.
As we were singing Living for Jesus,
我的心在跳动。
My heart was jumping.
因为那是差不多30年前 我到加拿大念书的时间，我们的团契的团歌。
Because that was the theme song for our fellowship about 30 years ago when I was in a fellowship in Canada.
所以一唱我就会背了。 So
I can memorize that.
Living for Jesus.
Living 为主而活。
60年代。
In the 60s.
那么我的太太也在这里。
My wife is here.
Gail Law.
罗曼华博士也在。 Kenny Chin.
Stephen Ho.
Stephen Ho.
我现在在不同的地方去的时间，无论在香港、东南亚，在 美国在加拿大都碰到那个年代我们一起长大的
It seemed that wherever I go whether it was in the US in Southeast Asia and Hong Kong I run into a lot of these people that we grew up together
今天还是忠心的服侍主
And today they are still faithfully serving the Lord
神有恩典
God is merciful and graceful
盼望三十年之后
Maybe that 30 years from now
你们也经历同样的
that you will have the same experience
你们不会忘记 Missions 92
that you will not forget 拆船92
因为这里神把你的心抓住
because this is the place and time that God attracts you to him and he holds your heart
所以你要看清楚周围的人
so that's why let us look around those that sit next to us
三十年之后再见
You never know that maybe 30 years later you'll meet again
在工厂上相见在不同的地方我们一同服侍主
Maybe you'll meet in the mission field the different places
而且在这样的大会我们其实呢很多讲员在事前没有配搭的
You know in a convention of this type we did not have the privilege or the opportunity to meet together beforehand
但是很奇怪每一个讲的跟另外一个讲的就是那些讲见证的也好像是配合在一起
But it's amazing enoughthat it seems like that we have coordinated even the testimonies they seem to match so well
Billy, thank you for your testimony because
启明弟兄我们很谢谢你的见证
我的 channel 常常混乱
My channel switch back and forth
就是你刚才讲的意象跟生命的改变 Vision and reconstruction of life 就是我今天的主题
Because what you were saying earlier about 意象跟生命的改变Vision and the reconstruction of life is exactly the topic.
而且昨天晚上，戴牧师跟我们分享 Helen Roosevelt 她的见证。
Last night, when Reverend Taylor was talking to us and sharing about testimony of Helen Roosevelt,
其实也是我今天要讲的。
It is also something that I want to speak.
她读的一段经文也是我今天要读的。
The passage was exactly what I was going to read.
我本来很担心她讲完了我没有道可讲。
I was a little worried that after his sermon, I have nothing else to talk about.
Helen Roosevelt 写了两本书。
Helen Roosevelt wrote two books.
第一本我看见的时候，我的心震撼。
The first one shook my heart.
Give me a mountain.
给我一座山。
因为我的个性是一个冲锋，是一个攀山的一个人。
Because my personality is one of moving forward and pressing forward, a mountain climber.
他谈到他自己在工厂里头，神帮助他一个山再一个山。攀完一个山 Give me this mountain
She talked about in her mission life that she kept moving on one mountain after mountain 给我一座山
没有想到
I never thought about
第二本书
The second book
你没有想到那个名字
I did not think of the name either
I could God gave me a valley
神给我一个
山谷
山谷
I'm not the typeThat likes to go through valleys.
我不喜欢经过幽谷。
在那里，他谈到在工厂上他的遭遇。
There talks about the things that she encountered in the harvest field.
你很难想象一个 single lady missionary 在工厂上被他服侍的人 raped.
Can you imagine that a missionary, young single lady missionary, raped in the field?
有时候我们讲到工厂我们是比较 romantic
Sometimes when we think about the mission field we think it's very romantic
Conquering mountains
We're thinking about conquering
但是在工厂上也有 valleys 有山谷我们有走过
But sure enough it's not only just mountains but it's also valleys
不过我们还没有看过那个 interview of Helen
No we have not seen the interview of Helen
所以我昨天晚上把那句话写下来
So I wrote downsome of the words
what we need is to fall in love with Jesus Christ
我们所需要的就是深深地爱上耶稣基督
弟兄姐妹
did you hear that?
Falling in love with Jesus Christ
我们深深地爱上了耶稣
香港在转变
Hong Kong is changing
昨天我在那个 workshop 我是心很感动因为很多的人不一定从香港来的他都很关心这个城市这个跟中国相连的一个城市在改变
Yesterday in our workshop, I was deeply touched because many people that did not come from Hong Kong, yet they are very concerned about the future of Hong Kong.
也因为这个缘故，过去不少的 missions, 不少的人来到香港，开设机构，开设一些宣教的机构，也是因为我们 可以不可以加入我们侍奉的行列。
And for that reason, in the past years, many people, they came to Hong Kong, they began new missions, they even asked us whether they can join us in our mission.
不过我发现一件事。
But I found out something.
有些人满怀高兴地来。
Some people, they came in joy and excitement and enthusiasm.
到他们碰到第一个考验。
But when they encounter the first problem,
他们就放弃。
They right away give up.
就离开。
They leave.
所以很多人来，很多人去。
Therefore, many people have come, many people have left.
华人教会踏进这个宣教的路。
Chinese churches going on this way to missions.
也是最近这二十三十年的事。
It is also something that has just happened 20 or 30
years. 过去是比较片段的，现在是比较整体的、有计划的踏进这个工厂。
In the past, it was fragmental, and now it's more integrated, more planned.
但是我发觉一件事。
But I've discovered something.
很多都是短期的。
Many were only short-term missionaries.
我不是反对短宣。
I'm not against short-term missionaries.
但是要是我们把短宣代替了长期的委身。
But if we are replacing long-term commitment with short-term missionaries.
华人教会还没有真正踏上这个宣教的路。
Then I say the Chinese churches are not truly on their way to mission.
而且我们看看过去华人宣教士在工厂上的记录。
Also, let us look at the past history, past record of the Chinese missionaries.
很多都是 one term.
Many have only served one term.
第二期就没有再上去。
The second term, they don't go out again.
当然很多原因。
Of course, there are many reasons.
子女教育的问题。
Could be the children's education.
文化适应的问题。
Could be an adaptation to the culture.
不同的问题。
Different problems.
但是其中一个问题。
But nevertheless, there's one.
不是外在的问题。
It is not so much circumstantial.
我们看很多都是外面的问题影响我们。
We look at the outside factors that affect us.
但是我自己感觉。
But I feel.
无论在美国、在加拿大、在东南亚、在亚洲、在中国的地方，都有不同的考验的。
Whether it's in America, in Canada, in Southeast Asia, in Hong Kong, in China, there are many different trials.
真正的问题是在里头。
So we say that the true problem is inside.
有人以为在美国有问题，他跑到。亚洲去跑一跑，问题就不见了。
Some people think that they have problem in the U.S., so they go to the Far East, and the problem will disappear.
不对。
No.
所以去年
，last year，
我跟我的同工
，me and my colleague，
每个星期抽一个早上。
Every week we take one morning.
我们重新再看主耶稣的一生。
We once again reevaluate and to look at Jesus' life.
看的只有一个角度。
And we look at it from one perspective.
腓立比书说的以基督耶稣的心为心 Let this mind be in you as in Christ Jesus
In Philippians it talks about 以基督的心为心
我们再看福音书再看保罗的书信
And we look at the Gospels We look at the epistles by Paul
在里头只是寻找一件事
And we see that there's one thing
不是看主耶稣讲过什么
It is not looking at what Jesus did
不是单单看他做过什么
Not so muchThe miracles that he performed.
而是看在他讲的，在他行的背后，到底是一颗怎么样的心。
But rather, in all the actions that he did, in all the things that he said behind that, what was the mind, the attitude that he had?
我们花了三个月。
We spent 3 months.
发觉很多。
And we discovered a lot.
耶稣的心。
We found Jesus' heart.
是个虚己的心。
One that emptied oneself.
顺服的心。
Submission.
清洁的心。
A pure.
无惧的心。
Fearless.
极恶的心 Jealous 温柔的心
Gentle
谦卑的心
Humility
受创的心
It is one that's willing to be hurt
Wounded heart 忍耐的心
Patient
喜乐的心
Joyfulness
等等
And so on
弟兄姐妹
Dear brethren
今天的主题
The theme, the topic this morning
Reconstruction of our life
我们所讲的就是怎么样的重造重建我们的生命
以基督的心为心
and that is to have the mind of Jesus
时间 所有限制
because of the constraint of time
我们只选了两个方面跟你思想一下
we are only going to consider two aspects
请各位翻开路加福音
would you turn with me to Luke
第九章
9
23到25节
23 to 25
路加福音第九章23-25耶稣又对众人说若有人要跟从我就当舍己天天背起他的十字架来跟从我因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命 人若赚得全世界却丧掉自己赔上自己有什么益处呢？
Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self?
舍己
To deny oneself,
弟兄姐妹
Dear brethren,
第一点我跟你分享的
The first thing I want to share,
舍己
To deny oneself,
蓄己
To empty oneself,
放下自己
To discard oneself.
主耶稣对我们的要求是很清楚的。
The demand that Jesus on us is very clear.
但是主耶稣从来不会要求一件事，他自己没有走过的路，他不会要我们走。
But he never asks for something, or he never tell us to walk in a way that he has never done before.
若有人要跟从我，你就舍己，背起你的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself, carry his cross, and follow me.
这背后有非常深刻的意思。
Of course, behind this verse, there's very deep meaning.
我相信你们从香港来的也好，新加坡来也好，台湾来也好，都认识苏恩佩姐妹。
I think those of you that came from Singapore, Taiwan, or Hong Kong, you must know Josephine So.
我跟她一同服侍十个年头。
I served with her for 10 years.
我回头再看着时间。
And as I look back,
也看看她自己写的最后一本书。
Also, I reread.The last book that she wrote,
我知道一件事
I know one thing.
那是一个放下自己舍己的一生
I know that is a person that has laid herself down, denied herself.
常常我们都看见自己很多的软弱
Many times that we find that we have many shortcomings.
周围很多的难处
We have many difficulties around us.
但是很奇怪
But strangely enough,
当我们放下自己
When we are willing to lay down ourselves,
神的能力就成为我们的能力
then God's power become ours.
所以今天的苏恩佩的墓碑上也是写着这节圣经。
So today on the gravesite of Josephine So,
神的能力在人的软弱上显得出来。
That God's strength is manifested in man's weaknesses.
我跟她都很喜欢这一节圣经。
She and I both love this verse very much.
这节圣经另外一个 version 是 Bonhoeffer。在他一本书里头写的。
Bonhoeffer had a different translation.
When Jesus Christ bids a man, he calls him to come and die.
当耶稣基督呼召一个人，他呼召他来到神的面前，死在神的面前。
To come and die.
来，然后死掉。
1939年。
1939。
潘霍华 Bonhoeffer 到美国来。
I came to the U.S.
他那个时间是一个年轻最受尊重的一个神学家
A young theologian
美国好几间神学院 邀请他留在这里
Many seminaries asked him to stay here
他祷告
He prayed
他看见那个时间德国纳粹刚刚抬头
At that time he looked at the Germany, the Nazis were beginning to rise
然后他自己顺服下来
He submitted.
他说要是这个时间我不回到德国跟我的骨肉之亲一起走这条路将来德国重建的时间我不配我在神面前愿意放下自己的梦
He said if I'm not willing to go back at this time during a time that my country is going through reconstruction I must be willing to give up now
所以他后来回去继续在德国服侍还回到成了一个地下的教会地下的神学院过了两年就被纳粹拿到集中营里头
So he went back to Germany He served there He had underground church And after 2 years He was taken into concentration camp
The cost of discipleship 就是在那里写
And that is what we talk about 这个门徒的代价
When Jesus Christ calls a man He bids him to come and die
当耶稣呼召一个人他叫他来然后死掉
舍己背起十字架
To deny yourself And then to pick up the cross
是主耶稣对我们每一个人的要求
This is the demand that God has on every one of us.
当然主耶稣来的时间他也很清楚知道这是怎么回事。
When Jesus came, he knew what this is about.
保罗这样描写。
Paul says,
你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
You have to have the mind of Jesus.
他本有神的形象。
He was with God.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He was not proud because of that.
反倒虚己。
He emptied himself.
取了奴仆的样式。
Take the form of a slave.
成为人的样式。
And become the form of a man.
既有人的样子。
That he had the form of a man.
就自己谦卑。
He humbled himself.
顺服。
Submitted himself.
以至于死。
Unto death.
且死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
虚己。
So we see that this
himself,
emptying oneself,
舍己,
denying oneself,
放下你自己,
to lay down oneself.
我就看到底这背后是什么意思。
Now what is the reason behind it?
我就看见有一本书，有位作者给这个舍己、虚己有一个非常好的定义。
Now we find a very good definition in a book the author writes.
那本书叫做 Experiencing the Death of Jesus Christ, 进入主耶稣的深处。他用的字是另外一个字 Abandonment。
Now, the word that is used there is abandonment.
虚己、邪己、
舍
己、abandonment.
Abandonment.
Abandonment is in fact the key to the inner court, the key to the fathomless depths. Abandonment is the key to the inward spiritual life. Become abandoned by simply resigning yourself to what the Lord wants in all things, no matter what they are, where they come from, or how they affect your life.Abandonment is forgetting your past. It is leaving the future into his hands. It is devoting the present fully and completely to your Lord. Abandonment is being satisfied with the present moment, no matter what that moment contains. 虚己其实就是进到你内心深处的一个钥匙，进到你生命最深入的地方。舍己就是你的灵命要建立的最重要的关键。我们说舍己、虚己，就是把你自己完全的放下，让主耶稣真正做你的主。他所要的，他所喜欢的，他要你去的地方，无论是哪里，你愿意放下，无论这些事怎么样影响你的生命。虚己就是忘记你的过去，舍己就是把明天也交托在他的手里，就是将你今天完全的没有保留的放在主耶稣的手里。虚己就是完完全全的投入这一刻，满足于这一刻，无论这一刻的情况到底如何。 Abandonment.
Thank you.
I did his job. 从前我也是做翻译的。
I used to be an interpreter too.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
我们在美国。
We in US.
美国不讲这一套。
We don't talk about this.
我在加拿大念书。
I studied in Canada.
我也在美国念神学。
I also studied theology in the US.
我在这个北美整整十年的时间。
So I was in North America for 10 years.
这个跟圣经里头所讲的舍己、虚己、放下自己刚刚相反。
So the present lifestyle and philosophy is exactly contradictory to the teaching of the Bible.
我们这里讲的是什么？
What do we talk about?
你要明白自己。
To understand oneself.
实践自己。 Self-actualization.
Self-actualization.
满足自己。
To satisfy
Self-fulfillment.
oneself. Self-fulfillment.
Self-gratification.
自己可以 Self-gratification.
I can't help you. 所以我们就说 This is a me culture.
所以这是以自我中心的这个文化。
Dr. Paul Witz 写了一本书。
Dr. Paul Witz, he wrote a book.
The title is The Psychology, The Cult of Self-Worship.
那么这个题目就是说自我崇拜。
对，他是讲心理学，讲心理学引导我们走的路就是 self-worship.
This is a book on psychology, and it points out how we worship ourselves.
在香港也是这样。
In Hong Kong, it's the same way.
台湾也是这样。
In Taiwan,
me, 我
always talking about oneself.
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brethren,
在这样的一个文化当中长大
，Growing up in a culture like this,
真正踏上这条路，真的不容易。
So it's very difficult for us to
我自己,
learned self-denial, including myself.
我自己包括在内,
including myself.
也是常常跟神吵架,
it seems like many times I'm struggling with God.
昨天早上我不是说吗?
Yesterday morning, I said,
1965年,
1965,
Reverend David Adeney,
Reverend David Adeney,
Reverend Stephen Knight,
Reverend Stephen,
在一个夏令营里当中我已经看见,
in a summer retreat, I met them.
宣教的路,
I saw the vision,
不是中国的路,
to serve China.
We also
had a small group, a prayer group.
经常祷告,
we prayed together.
但是,
but then,
到我毕业那一年,
after I graduated,
我看看我周围70多个同学,
I look at the 70 or so students.
他们每一个都有他的计划,
they all had a plan.
Every one of them.
每一位,
那么我看见他们的计划,
and I heard their plan.
很多都很有吸引力,
and many of them sound very attractive.
我挣扎,
so I had an inner struggle.
香港已经写信给我,
Hong Kong, they were writing me.
那个宣教的医院, the missionary hospital.
Missionary hospital there.
没有医生,
no doctor.
只剩下一个,
only one left.
是我的好朋友,
my good friend.
他写信给我,
he wrote me.
他说你不是说要来的吗?
Didn't you say you were coming?
是真的吗?
Is this true?
我祷告,
I prayed.
我不知道怎么样,
I did not know what
我刚结了婚,
to do. I had just married.
孩子刚出生,
just had our first child.
三个月,
3 months.
我还盼望在study,
I wanted to stay.
我看见前面我可以走的路,
I saw the future that I could grasp.
我也看见另外一条路,
and I also saw another path.
里头在打架,
I had an inner struggle.
没有平安,
no peace.
虚极,
empty oneself.
因为我还有自己,
I still had myself. The day that I was here, I still had myself.
基督徒不同的地方, 除了这个老我,
but we see the Christians, besides the self, Jesus Christ has entered. Otherwise, there would be no struggle.
不会吵架,
no fights.
跟人吵架容易,
it's easier to fight with someone else. When you fight with yourself, it's the worst.
跟人过不去,
it's easier when you have some problem with other people. But most people, they cannot have peace with themselves.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brethren,
舍己,
to give yourself,
将我们的生命放在主的面前,
to lay yourself before God.
昨天晚上戴牧师也分享一对基督徒的医生,
last night, Reverend Taylor also talked about a Christian couple, medical doctors,
Patrick and Jenny.
Patrick and Jane.
Jenny.
Jenny.
他们在华福大会里头也讲他们的见证,
they shared a testimony in COWI meeting.
我认识他们多年,
I've known them many years.
在澳洲念医学,
they study medicine in Australia.
我认识Patrick的时间, 他跟你们差不多, 在医学院,
when I knew them, Patrick, he was about your age in medical school.
相隔几年,
after some years,
我再碰到他,
when I saw him again,
就在香港,
it was in Hong Kong.
他回到香港,
he had returned to Hong Kong.
在联合医院做医生,
he served as a doctor in the Union Hospital.
我跟他谈很高兴, 他在这里找到自己的岗位,
I was very happy to talk to him.
我再看见他的时间是在中国神学研究院,
when I saw him again, he was at CGST.
我在那里讲一个早堂的聚会,
I was leading a morning meeting.
完了他上来, called the whistle.
Afterwards, he shook my hand.
我说怎么样?
I said, how are you?
他说我很高兴,
he said, I'm happy.
怎么样高兴?
How happy?
我快要结婚了,
I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
I said, congratulations.
那么我说你太太呢?
So where's your wife?
她现在在预备, 我说预备什么?
She's preparing. What are you preparing?
她说预备到一个回教国家的工厂,
she's preparing to go to a Muslim country.
我说你太太是谁?
Who's your wife?
原来我认识她,
I knew her.
Jenny.
Jenny.
我认识她的时间也是在医学院念书的时间,
I knew her also at the medical school.
他们那群医学生是不同的医学生,
a different group of medical students.
他们每一个星期一起祷告,
they had a prayer every week.
而且问自己,
and also they asked themselves,
将来神在他们身上要怎么样完成神的心意,
how was it that God wants to fulfill his plan in their lives?
所以我跟他们那一年的那一群的医学生基督徒医学生特别的有关系,
so they had an association with these medical students.
没想到两个就走在一起,
and then God planned for them to be married.
我这次在香港碰到他,
so this time I met them in Hong Kong.
他们回香港,
they returned to Hong Kong.
从工厂回来,
they had just come back from the mission field.
生小孩子,
they came back to have a child.
刚刚有小孩子出生,
after the child is born,
beautiful baby.
很可爱的一个小孩,
and it's a girl.
Baby girl.
我只有儿子, 很羡慕其他人有儿子。
I only have sons, so I always look at other people's baby girls.
我看看, 他们也很高兴,
they were very happy.
我问他,
I asked,
你继续怎么样?
I said, what's happening?
因为我刚刚从电视看到他要去的那个地方, 回教跟印度教吵架打架很厉害，刚刚就在他那个城市里头。
I just watched from TV news that there was a fight and gunfights in their country between the Indians and the Muslims.
他们说
，They said，
我们很惧怕。
We are very fearful.
他们说
，And they said，
我们其实都很喜欢有安全感的人。
And、they said we really like to have sense of security.
特别最困难的。
The most difficult thing
是那个小小的婴孩
is a baby girl that we have.
因为他们知道
because they know
在他们服侍的那个城市里头
in the city that they served
很多婴孩都没有长大 Fetal mortality rate is very high. Neonatal mortality rate is very high.
婴孩的死亡率很高在他们所住的那个城市里面
但是他们知道
they knew that.
They love the place.
但是他们爱那个城市。
They love the people.
他们爱那些的人。
The love of Christ is in their heart.
因为基督的爱在他们的心里面。
他们说我们知道应该怎么样。
So they said we know what we ought to do.
下一代的问题。
The problem of the next generation.
还有上一代的问题。
Also the generation before us.
Patrick 的父亲。
Patrick's father.
差一点要跟他脱离父子关系。
Almost disowned him.
有一次他对他说要是你还是要去你不要再打进我的家。
One time he said, don't come back again if you're going out to that country.
我知道。
I know.
华人宣教。
We talk about Chinese mission.
不是单单舍己。
It is not merely to empty yourself.
还有我们的孩子。
We also have our children.
我们还要面对上一代。
We also have our parents.
我自己走上这条路。
I have gone through this.
最大的难阻
The hardest part.
不是来自我的太太
It's not, the biggest opposition is not from my wife.
我的儿子那个时间才三个月没有反抗
At that time, my child was only 3 months. He had no say.
Comes from my father.
But the biggest resistance came from 我的父亲
My parents.
My parents.
外国人不明白
I think Westerners cannot understand
我在神学院的时间跟我的教授分享他不明白
When I talked to my professor at the seminary, he could not appreciate that.
他说你已经三十岁。
He said, you're 30 years old.
你的父亲对你有什么影响？
What does your father have to say about what you're going to do?
外国人十几岁跟父亲已经分清楚界限。
When the Westerner reaches 18 or so, right away he gains his independence.
他们出外面吃饭也是 AA, 就我付我的，你付你的。
When they go out with parents to eat, they go Dutch.
Go Dutch. Oh, that's good. 我们香港是 AA, 不是 Dutch.
The Hong Kong is AA. Over here we say Dutch.
Go Dutch makes a lot of sense. 我忘记我要讲什么。
I forgot what I was going to say.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
放下自己。
To lay down yourself.
每个人都有我们要挂虑的。
Every one of us has our own concerns.
我们看为重的。
Things that we think important.
我们抓住不放的。
The things that we find hard to let go.
我们感觉是属于我的。
We feel that those are our things.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
你的生命。
Your life.
你的一切。
Your all.
你的太太。
Your wife.
你的丈夫。
Your husband.
你的孩子。
Your children.
你的爸爸。
Your father.
你的妈妈。
Your mother.
都是主的。
They're all God's.
反倒舍己
and to deny himself and to empty himself
走上这条路
and to walk on this path
愿主祝福你们
May God bless you
第二点
Secondly
请你们翻开路加福音
Would you turn to Luke
第七章
Chapter 7
十一节到第十七节
11
路加福音第七章十一节到第十七节我用国语来念请你用英文你可以看我们不再念英文了过了不多时耶稣往一座城去这城名叫拿因他的门徒和极多的人与他同行将近城门有一个死人被抬出来这人是他的母亲独生的儿子他母亲又是个寡妇有城里的许多人同着寡妇送病主看见那寡妇就怜悯他对他说不要哭 于是近前按着供台的人就站住了。耶稣说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。那死人就坐起并且说话。耶稣便把他交给他母亲，众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说有大先知在我们中间兴起来了。又说神眷顾了他的百姓，他这事的风声就传遍了犹太和周围的地方。
The text is Luke 7:11 through 17. We are not reading the English text here.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brethren,
因为我跟我同工在看耶稣的一生，
And as I was studying about the life of Jesus with my co-workers,
我就反复看耶稣接触不同的人不同的情况，
And I examined the different circumstances under which that Jesus had contact with different people.
看看他为什么有这样的回应。
And to find out why Jesus had different responses.
忽然之间就有一个字跳了出来。
And one word jumped out.
在不同的地方，不同的场合，同一个字读出来。
And that is in different occasions, under different circumstances, the same word jumped out.
意思是主耶稣看见很许多的人。
And that was when Jesus was with multitudes of people.
我们常常都看见很许多的人。
We many times see multitudes of people.
但是主耶稣看见许多人的时间，他的反应是怎么样？
But when Jesus encountered multitudes of people, what was his response?
他看见就好像羊没有牧人一样，就动了怜悯的心。
He saw the people as sheep without a shepherd, and he took compassion on them.
怜悯。
Compassion.
另外一次。
Another time.
主耶稣走路经过。
And Jesus was walking by.
看见一个什么人都避开的人。
He saw a man that everyone tried to stay away from.
是一个患大麻风的人。
A leper.
但是主耶稣看见他。
But when Jesus saw him,
那个人发出呼求。
And this man cried out.
马可就这样记载。
And Mark wrote,
主耶稣就动了慈心，慈心也是同一个字，也是怜悯的心，就伸手摸他。
That Jesus had a kind heart, and also the same word, compassion. And so Jesus reached out toward him and touched him.
路加福音。
Luke,
看见有人出病。
To saw that people were mourning.
经常有这样，他们那个时间的出殡是在走在路上。
And they were walking in a funeral line.
很多人都看见。
And many people saw them.
无动于衷。
And nothing happened.
主耶稣看见。
But when Jesus saw,
同一件事。
The same thing.
也看见他们在哭。
Jesus was watching them cry.
反应不一样。
The response was different.
同样一个不同的反应。
The same situation but different response.
很多事情我们看见这些无动于衷。就走开。
Many times we see the same things and we walk away without any reaction.
但圣经记载。
But the Bible says,
主耶稣就动了怜悯的心。
Again, Jesus took compassion.
怜悯是什么？
What is compassion?
我们常常听这个字，到底怜悯是什么？
We hear and talk about this word a lot, compassion, but what is compassion?
最近我找到另外一个很好的定义。
Recently I found a very good definition.
是唐佑智博士写了最近的一本书。
And
是一本很厚的书，但是很值得你们看的一本书。
This is a very good book by Dr. Tang.
是华人教会一直以来比较忽略的一个问题。
It is a question many times overlooked by the Chinese churches.
那本书的名字叫做《苦难神学》。
It is about suffering theology.
苦难神学。在哪里？
There,
有一课是讲怜悯。
There it talks about compassion.
怜悯，唐佑智的翻译。不是怜悯。
And Dr. Tang says that compassion is not just compassion as we think of it.
他用了另外一个字。
He uses another word.
我感觉这个字更抓住原来的那个原本的意思。
Now I feel the word that he uses is closer to the original meaning of that word.
他用的字就是同苦，一同受苦，同苦。
So the compassion that Dr. Tang used, the word is to shouldering the suffering.
让我念他给 compassion 的定义。
The definition for compassion.
同苦就是在同一个地位同来担当。同苦原来是拉丁的字源，这是完全设身处地，同受损伤，同忍痛楚，同担艰难，一同叹息与流泪，一同悲戚与忧患。
Compassion,
I'll give him the job.
Compassion is to place yourself in the other person's shoes and to shoulder the difficulties, the suffering that he's going through. Compassion, originally a Latin word, paticum, this means to place yourself in his other person's shoes and to be wounded and to share the suffering and to shoulder the difficulties, to share the sigh and the tears, and to weep and to be in sorrow.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brethren,
难怪,
no wonder.
很多时间我们在一些这种苦难的情况里头,
so many times that when we are in suffering,
我们的反应不一样,
we have different reactions.
你有没有看见过麻风的人?
Have you seen lepers?
我相信你没有,
I believe you haven't.
连麻风现在差不多不存在,
there's almost none around anymore.
我只记起一趟,
I have one time.
很近的接触一个麻风人,
very close to one with leprosy.
我还在医学院,
I was still in medical school.
有一次我的上司打个电话给我,
one time my boss called me.
他说有一个病人我想请你去看看,
I said there is a patient, I want you to see him.
我说为什么?
I said why?
啊, 她是个中国女孩子,
oh, this is a Chinese girl.
她好像不会讲英语,
she cannot speak English.
因为没有人可以跟她对话,
so no one can communicate with her.
请你跟她谈谈好吧?
Would you talk to her?
我说很好,
I said okay fine.
她才告诉我,
then he said,
她的病是什么?
Oh, what was his problem? What was her problem?
麻风,
leprosy.
我听见,
and when I heard that,
我说还有麻风吗?
I said, there's still people with leprosy?
在加拿大还有吗?
In Canada?
他说差不多没有,
he said almost none.
但是现在有,
but here there's one.
就有一宗,
so I've had one occasion.
我说他在哪里?
So where is she?
很奇怪,
strange.
原来在一个 psychiatric ward.
She was in a psychiatric ward.
因为他们发觉她非常的情绪低落, depressed.
She was very depressed.
所以他们就 把她放在一个隔离的病房，反而是在精神病的那一个section.
So she was in an isolation room in the psychiatric ward.
但是我答应了要去.
But I had already said I was going.
那么我就脑海里头已经很多想象.
So in my mind there were different imaginations.
因为我没有看见过真正麻风的人.
Because I've never seen someone with leprosy.
看过图片.
I've seen the pictures.
那些图片都不太好看.
The pictures, they were not good.
所以我心里头很多不同的感受，我就去.
So I went with a mixed feelings.
我进去.
I went in.
真的在一个隔离的房.
It was an isolation room.
我敲敲门.
I knock on the door.
没有出声.
No response.
我就开门进去.
I went in.
很奇怪.
Strange.
我永远不会忘记.
I could never forget.
在我面前出现的.
There was a person before me.
是一个非常漂亮的女孩子.
A very beautiful girl.
Beautiful, 19-year-old.
19岁的女孩子.
面圆圆的，眼睛大大的, beautiful.
Round face with big eyes, 很美丽.
我已经告诉我太太.
I heard it.
Please turn your tape over this time. We thank you, and God bless you.
没有她那么漂亮.
Not as beautiful as my wife.
但是很奇怪,
that was strange.
我站在门口,
so I stood at the door.
我的脚好像粘住了,
it seemed like I was froze.
不敢再进一步,
I froze. I just could not move myself.
所以我跟她保持一个距离在哪里就问她,
so I maintained a distance with her and I asked her.
她抬头,
she lifted her head,
再放下来,
and then she lowered her head.
Not a word.
没有说任何的话.
我在哪里?
Where was I?
我忽然之间想到的.
And then right away I remembered.
马可福音.
Mark.
路加福音.
Luke.
怜悯的心.
Compassion.
我做了一个简单的祷告.
So I had a prayer.
我说主耶稣,
I said, Lord Jesus.
我不知道为什么那天,
I don't know why.
你可以接近他,
that you could come close to the lady.
你可以摸她,
that you can touch her.
你可以跟她谈话,
that you can talk to her.
主耶稣,
Lord Jesus.
Change my heart, O God.
求神改变我的心,
我看见那个poster.
I visualize the poster that has not been designed yet.
You shouldn't say that.
对不起, 对不起.
我说我看见就看见。
So I saw the poster.
That's right. Change my heart, O God.
Change my heart, O Lord.
真正。
True.
我们的心本来不是怜悯的心。
Because our hearts are not a heart of compassion.
是一个害怕的心。
It's a fearful heart.
是个保护自己的心。
It is a heart of self-protection.
不愿意跟受苦的人站在一起的心。
We do not want to stand by one who's suffering.
很奇怪。
Strange.
你祷告。
When you pray.
神的灵在你里头。
God's Spirit moves.
耶稣跟你一起。
Jesus is with you.
他就推动你的腿。
And he pushes your feet.
我就一步一步走到他的床边。
And step by step, I walked to her bed.
我不再问他问题。
I did not ask any question.
我分享我自己的惧怕。
I shared my fear.
我分享我的见证。
I shared my testimony.
我分享我信主的经历。
I shared my experience
of
coming to know God gradually, strangely enough.
经过一段时间。
After some time.
她也慢慢抬起她的头。
She lifted her head.
开始讲话。
She began to speak.
很奇怪。
Very strange.
原来她知道自己患这个病之后。
After she found out that she has leprosy.
所有朋友不敢来接近他。
No friend would come again.
连他自己家里的人都跟他保持一个距离。
Even her family members were maintaining it.
所以情绪低落，低落，低落。
So she became very depressed.
直到他一句话都不讲。
Finally, she does not say anything.
那天
，that day,
他开始讲一点点。
She began to speak.
后来再讲多一点。
And then she spoke more.
已经是二十多年前的事。
This is something that happened over 20 years ago.
我不知道今天她在哪里。
I don't know where she is today.
应该是大概40岁左右。
She's about 40 now.
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是愿主与她同在。
May God be with her.
我永远不会忘记。
I can never forget.
那个漂亮的女孩子。
A very beautiful girl.
God loves her.
God loves, 深爱她。
所以我就想起我们对苦难的回应。
So I think about the response that we have towards suffering.
就有另外一本书。
And there is another thing.
很清楚表达了我们内心的反应。
And it reflects our inner feelings.
这本书的作者是一位加拿大人。
This book, the author,
is a Canadian.
Is a Canadian.
Jean Vanier.
Jean Vanier.
他父亲是法国人。
Father, a French.
到加拿大。
Went to Canada.
在加拿大一段很长的时间。
Lived there a long time.
后来还被委派做整个加拿大的 Lieutenant Governor.
Later on became the Lieutenant Governor in Canada.
Jean Vanier 是他的儿子。
Jean Vanier is his son.
他在 Toronto U, University of Toronto 教书。
Taught at the University of Toronto.
有一天。
One day.
很清楚的。
Very clearly.
神慢慢让他看见一件事。
God gradually helped him to see.
要他离开教书的地方。
That he was to leave where he was teaching.
回到法国。
Went back to France.
他以前的一个家乡。
Went back to the hometown.
在哪里？
There.
只是做一件事。
To do one thing.
跟一些残障的人一起居住。
And to live among the handicapped.
他顺服。
He submitted himself.
他回到法国。
He went to France.
他不知道为什么。
He did not know why.
他知道。
But he knew.
神的灵感动他。
God's spirit touched him.
他就回去。
He went back.
跟两个有残障的人一起居住。
And he lived with two other people that were handicapped.
没想到。
He did not know.
25年之后。
25 years later.
在全世界。
In this whole world.
已经有100个这样的小群体。
There are 100 such groups.
都是服侍一些残障的人。
They serve the handicapped.
25年之后。
25 years later.
他写了这本书。
He wrote this book.
The Broken Body.
就是残障的身体。
里头他这样写。
And he wrote,
So many of us flee from people crying out in pain, people who are broken. We hide in a world of distraction and pleasure, or in things to do. We can even hide in various groups of prayer and spiritual exercises, not knowing that a light is shining in the poor, the weak, the lonely, and the oppressed. Or, if we do not flee from suffering, perhaps we revolt in anger. And this, too,blinds us to the light of Jesus glowing in people who are in pain. 我们当中许多人都是逃避苦难，我们不敢接触一些在丧痛里头的人，我们经常是在一些我们的小圈子里头躲藏起来，可能是享受，可能是很多叫我们分心的事，很多行动里头。 有些时候我们还以一些祷告的小组、熟灵的操练成为我们避难的地方。其实我们不知道，原来神的光在一群人的当中显得特别的明亮，在那些贫穷的、软弱的、孤单的、受压制的人，或者是我们没有逃避苦难，但是我们心里头其实充满了愤怒。其实这样我们的眼睛也是瞎了，以致我们看不见主耶稣的光在这些受苦的人身上要显得分外的明亮。 We flee from people who are in pain。
我们常常从那些受苦难的人的当中，我们躲开他们，躲避他们。
今天早上 Billy 分享他做青少年事工。
This morning Brother Yip, he was sharing about working in the midst of young people。
我也是做青少年事工。
I also serve among the youth。
告诉你，做青少年事工越来越不容易。
Let me tell you that it's getting harder and harder to work in youth ministry。
从前我们做青少年的时间比较可爱一点。
We used to be much more welcomed and well-liked before。
我们可以坐在哪里？
We could sit there。
导师可以跟我们讲一个钟头。
And our lecturers could lecture to us。
我们只是坐在哪里点头。
And we were sitting there as young people, we were nodding our heads.
今天
Today?
不一样。
It is not like that.
没有一个少年愿意坐在那里一个小时听你讲。
The youth is not going to sit there for an hour and listen to you.
根本是另外一回事。
That doesn't happen.
A new generation.
这是新的
时代。我们叫它是新人类。
New generation.
新人类， a new species.
他们是新的一种。
有一天
One day
我的一个同工来告诉我
Co-worker said to me，
他说我们服侍的都是一些比较乖乖的一些少年人。
He said the ones we minister to are not those that sit there and listen type。
他说我们可以尝试改一个方向，服侍那些比较是边缘一点的 marginal 一点的吗？
Can we change a little bit and serve the marginal type？
其实他就想到在香港有很多是 school drop out。
There are a lot of dropouts in Hong Kong.
在香港，很多这些学生都是在一些私立的学校里头 ，private schools.
These are the kids that go to private schools.
他说这些人，因为九年强迫的教育，他们一定就坐在班房里头。其实他们的心不在哪里，所以念到学校里头都出现很多青少年的问题。
There are a lot of youth delinquency problems because of the required 9-year education that forced them to be in the classrooms.
我的直接反应是什么？
And my direct impulsive response was，
我说这些人很难。
I said oh don't deal with these，
not cost effective，
啊，这个是不值得的。
你花很多时间在他那里，
you may spend a lot of time，
得不到你应当得的回应，
and you cannot get the results。
但是那个同工，
but that colleague，
他很清楚，
he was clear。
结果我们就尝试，
so we attempted。
我们这个尝试经过两年，
It took us 2 years to go through this trial.
我们就跟一个私立的学校跟他讲。
So we said to a private school,
我们做一个 experiment.
Now we are going to have this experiment.
请你送20个学生参加这个 experiment.
Will you send 20 of your students to participate in this program?
有三个条件。
There are 3 conditions.
第一，
First,
考试不及格。
These students must fail in their test.
第二，
Secondly,
老师感觉他们没有前途。
The teacher is saying that these are hopeless cases.
第三，
Thirdly,
他们家庭也放弃。
Their parents also have given up hope.
那个是一个基督徒的校长。
This was a Christian principal.
他说我愿意尝试。
He said, yeah, I'd like to cooperate.
我们有很多这类的学生。
We have a lot of candidates.
我们就尝试。
So we attempted.
之前跟他们做一些测验。心理测验、学术测验。
We gave them some aptitude tests, some psychological tests.
中间也做一些测验。
Then we, in the middle of the program,
之后也在测验。
We conducted these tests, and then we administered a test again afterwards.
20个。
20 of them.
很奇怪。
Very amazing.
原来这些人，
that these students,
他们里头是有很多你没有发觉的东西。
That it turned out that inside their mind there were other things that have not been discovered.
但是他们英语不好，我们就教他英语。
Maybe their English was not good. We taught them
English. 我们把他带到一些训练营里头。
We took them to some training camps.
对他们有很高的要求。
We set high requirements on them.
Pack up your bags and your baggage. If you don't do it, 40 times push up.
It was more like a drill camp. 我们说，你们要把你们的行李什么都做好。如果你们不做的话，那么你就要做伏地挺身啊，40次。
奇怪。
It was very strange.
They like it.
他们很喜欢。
那第一次有人对他们有要求。
It was the first time that anyone has a requirement, rigid requirement.
有人看起他。
Someone is concerned about.
原来他们有些画图画很好，有些打球很好，有些运动很好。每一个人有他不同的强处。
Some of them were good in sports. Others could paint or draw. Each one of them had some strong points.
一年之后。
After a year.
有一天我在办公室。
One day I was in the office.
收到一个电话。
I received a call.
那个校长打电话。
The principal called me.
他说我们快要行毕业礼。
This is our commencement coming up.
可以不可以请你来讲几句话
Would you be the keynote speaker?
我说讲什么
I said, what am I going to talk about?
他说这些学生
That this group of students
他们改变
They have changed
生命改变
Their lives have changed
成绩改变
Their result scores are
跟学校的关系改变
Their relationship with the others
而且我们知道
So we know
他们跟耶稣的关系也改变
Also, they have changed relationship with Jesus
大部分信的主
Most of them are Christians.
生命改变。
This is a change of life.
然后他说。
And then he said.
明年。
Next year.
你可以不可以
？Can you?
为我们再来一个 experiment.
Can you have another program?
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
不容易。
It is not easy.
我知道。
I know.
因为我自己做了一个个人的 experiment.
Because I have a self experiment.
那个 experiment.让我发现自己更多。
That experiment, I discovered myself more.
我的两个儿子都出国念书了。
My two sons, they are overseas studying.
所以家里有一个房间是空的。
So we have an empty room at home.
So I'm advertising room for rent.
我要把那个房间出租。
有一天我对我的太太说。
One time I was saying to my wife.
我们不要让这个房间空下来。
Let us not leave this room empty.
我就发觉我。认识了一个家庭
I found out that I know one family
他们有个15岁的儿子
They have a 15-year-old
很大问题
This son has a lot of problems
已经是练了两片 Form 2 就是 Grade 8
He studied Grade 8 twice
成绩表刚刚回来
And he just received report card
全部都是 F failure 只有一科及格就是体育
He flunked all courses except PE
学校发觉
and the school discovered
到外面偷东西
that he stole
学校决定把他赶出校
so the school decided to dismiss him
他家庭也感觉他没有盼望
also his family thought that he was hopeless
我们认识这个家庭
we know this family
所以我对他的父亲说
so I said to his father
我说可以不可以
I said do you think it's possible
未来一年
that in the coming year
请你的儿子住在我的家里
that you will haveYour son live with me.
我还没有讲完。
I haven't said that. Finish the sentence, he said.
你要吧。
Oh yeah, please.
我跟那个15岁的少年讲。
So I talked to the young man.
我要征求他的同意。
I wanted to have his consent.
他立刻同意。
And he agreed immediately.
他早已经想离开。
He wanted to leave home.
然后他就来。
So he came.
来了，我跟他讲好蔡家的规矩。
Right away, I told him that in order to stay in our house, these were some of the rules that he had to observe.
没想到
I did not
过了一个星期
that after a week,
我差一点把他杀死
I almost want to wring his little neck.
那次他告诉我他的手的骨头有问题他去看一个贴打医生
He told me that he had to go see a doctor, a bone doctor, because he had some problem with his finger.
我说好
I said okay
什么时候回来
When are you coming back
一去四个小时
He went for 4 hours
他回来
He came back
我问他
I asked
你到哪里去
Where'd you go
说我去看铁打医生你看
I went to see the doctor Can't you see
我说你告诉我
I said you told me
铁打医生在哪里
Where the doctor was
我知道从我家里到哪里不用15分钟
I know it's only about 15 minutes away
我让你等一个小时
Also you can have an hour
一个不然半小时，起码最多两个小时，你一定回来。
So an hour and a half, 2 hours at the max, you should be back.
你其他时间在哪里
？Now where were you the other time?
他然后就说
，And he said,
我出去。
He said I was on.
我有我的朋友。
I have my friends.
我就啪，我。
And I slammed the table.
我说我告诉我的规矩。
And I said I told you my rules.
我教你讲话，一就是一，二就是二。
I said when I say something, that you just have to follow it.
你告诉我你到哪里去，我让你去，但是你不要骗我。
You told me where you wanted to go, I let you go, but don't deceive me.
你这个星期已经不止一次是这样，你讲一套，另外一套，我不可以，我就来骂他。
And this week, you have done this many times. You said something, and then you did not follow through with it. So I scolded him.
我太太坐在那里。
And my wife is there.
她很惧怕。
And she was very fearful.
没有看见我这样发脾气。
She had never seen me in anger and in rage.
第二天早上。
One morning.
我太太问这个少年人。
And my wife asked this young man.
她说，蔡医生，我从来没有看见他这样发脾气，你的感觉怎么样？
And he said, you know, I have never seen Dr. Choi so...angry. How did you feel at the time?
他说
And he said,
没事，我都听不到他说什么。
He said nothing. I couldn't hear a thing.
我根本没有听见他讲什么。我在哪里？
I was there.
我太太告诉我。
And my wife told me.
我的心
My heart
很难过。
Very sorrowful.
不是为他。
Not so much for him.
是为自己。
But for myself.
我的祷告
My prayer,
the same poster. Change my heart, O God.
改变我的生命。
我知道他在从小，每天他的父亲都是这样骂的。
I know that this young man had gone through this type of scolding many years since his
youth. 回到学校。
When he goes to school,
老师也是这样骂。
The teacher scolded him.
所以他已经里头有一个 mechanism, 就是有人骂他，他的 radio 就 shut off.
So I think he had a mechanism.That automatic turned off.
我在神面前悔改。
So I prayed that I may change.
我说 change my heart.
I prayed the Lord to change me, change my heart.
我求的一件事。
That one thing that I prayed.
怜悯的心。
And the compassion, the heart of compassion.
我尝试从他的角度去感受这个世界。
That I may experience and to feel this world through the perspective of Jesus.
主耶稣。改变人的心
For Jesus changes and transforms our heart.
我不再骂他
I no longer scold him.
每天早上清早起来跟他一起吃早餐
Every morning I get up and I eat breakfast with him.
跟他一起走路走到火车站跟他一起上学
And I walk with him to the railroad station and I went to school with him.
每天晚上
Every night.
我那年已经把他送到 Form 3 Grade 9
That year he was in grade 9.
因为我不相信一个人再念第三篇 grade 8 would do anything good.
我相信他在初三再念一次也不会有好处。
我就请了一个我认识的校长把他送到 grade 9.
So because of some contact I had, I took him to grade 9.
那一年
That year,
我 grade 9 的功课非常的熟。
That year, I knew the grade 9 lessons very well.
中文、英文、数学、地理，我每天晚上跟他一起。
Chinese, English, math, geography, I study with him every night.
我跟他一起走。
I walk with him.
Day by day.
一天一天。
过了八个月。
8 months later.
我刚刚要出门。
I had to go out.
刚刚他大考的时间。
It was his final exam.
我很惧怕。
I was very scared.
我感觉最后几个星期我不在。
I feel that this is the home stretch, yet I'm not there.
还是我离开香港。
But I had to leave Hong Kong.
后来。
Later.
我在加拿大收到他的信。
I received a letter when I was in Canada.
他说成绩表出来。
It was his report card.
他说 physics 不及格。
物理 he failed.
数学不及格。
Math he failed.
Chemistry 不及格。
化学 he failed.
他说我再看下去我已经很紧张。
I was getting very nervous.
他说我中文及格。
Chinese
pass,
English pass.
中国历史非常好，考得非常好。
Chinese history very well.
我升班了。
And the most important thing, I was promoted to the next grade.
I'm going to form 4. 我明年是中四的学生。
I'm going up to the 10th grade.
我看见他很高兴。
I was very happy.
我回到香港。
And I went back to Hong Kong.
我看见他。
I saw him.
他抬起头来见我。
He was happy and he welcomed me.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
怜悯这些
compassion.
God changed my heart.
神改变了我的心
Change my heart, O God.
改变我的心
That their hearts may be changed.
叫别人的心也能够因此改变
Keep the same
way sin. To have the mind of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brethren.
我知道神在 Missions 92要完成大事
I know that God is going to accomplish great things in Mission 92. Even the first night, I see the Holy Spirit working amid us, even though you did not respond. You know you want to follow. But that is not an impulsive decision. Nor is it something emotional. To follow God is a calculated price.To deny yourself and to pick up your cross and to behold Jesus on the cross
Father forgive them
and to remember what
For
Jesus
they know not
said
what they do.
父啊饶恕他们因为他们所做的他们不知道 When Jesus was on the cross he was not looking at himself he was looking above and he was looking at those that hurt him
舍己
to deny himself
abandonment
我们说
虚己
abandonment
改变我们的心
to change yourself
怜悯的心
to have a heart of compassion
我不相信怜悯的心是与生俱来的
I don't believe that we are born with compassion
我们生出来就是逃避苦难
We are born with the heart of wanting to flee away from sufferings to separate from sufferings to curse sufferings
但是主耶稣带领我们
But Jesus lead us
改变我们的心
and he change our heart
让我们进入苦难
that we are able to enter into suffering
compassion
And that is 怜悯的心
同苦
And to shoulder that suffering with others
与基督一同受苦
And to suffer with Christ
与人同行
And to suffer with others
Give me a mountain
给我一座山
And God gave us a valley
And 神给我们一个很重的负担
我们一起祷告
Let us pray
亲爱的主我们愿意在你的面前我们说在天上除你以外我们还有谁呢
Dear Lord, before thee, we want to pray that in heaven there's no one else besides thee.
在地上我们也没有别的我们爱慕的。
And on earth, there's nothing that we long for.
愿主耶稣基督的爱充满我们。
May the love of Jesus Christ fill us.
让主耶稣基督的十字架藏在我们的面前。
May the cross that Jesus bore be with us.
好，让我们与你的十字架有份。
That we may take part in thy cross.
与基督的苦难有份。
That we share in Christ's sufferings.
好叫我们放下自己。
That we are able to lay down ourselves.
进入这个苦难的世界。
To enter into the suffering world.
让他们在基督里头得到释放。
That the world may be released.
得到新生命。
That they may have new life.
我们感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank thee in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.